Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. You know, this year I turned 40, and what I thought, for myself at least, was that age really is just a number. We all have heard that all the world's a stage. Well, if people look at their lives in that way, as different acts to a play called life, I think all of us would kind of say that when it comes to retirement, that seems to be, for many people, the end of their act. Our next two guests, I think, have really turned that on its ear with their new book called Act 3, Your Anti-Retirement Playbook. Cecilia Williams, as well as Paula White, are with us today to talk to us not only about what led them to write this book. What I love about this book is that it shows that regardless of what your age, no matter what your status in life, the important thing is to not stop living. We're going to talk to them not only about the idea for the book, but what it's been like for them to already hear what people are thinking about it. Cecilia, Paula, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Well, thank you very much for having us on. We love to share our message with other people.
Well, look, I'm really excited to be able to share it with our audience as well. And Paula, I'll start with you, because I love the fact that the two of you, Cecilia and yourself, are able to come from your varied backgrounds and to be able to come together and discuss this topic in a way that I think will give people hope. Has that been one of the great things for you to share, that just because you're retired doesn't mean that you stop living?
Exactly. You just can't stop. We found out that we saw our friends and relatives retiring, and they fell into two different groups. One group got kind of depressed and retreated, and they kind of waited till their check came in every month, and that's what they spent their time doing. Mm-hmm. And the other group, you could hardly see Bob anymore because he was engaged, and he was always going out of town or working on a wonderful new job or something, and he just lived life with full of purpose, so we wanted to know what happened and what the difference was. So we went and actually did some research and figured out what the differences were.
Yeah. And Cecilia, the great thing, speaking of research, as Paula mentioned, Paula, I'm glad you mentioned waiting on the check, because finances are a big part of this Act 3, too. We're going to get into that later. But Cecilia, you know, talking about the differences, you all share some great experiences of individuals in the book and how they approached that next chapter of their lives. I mean, did that give the two of you hope, not only, of course, when you were writing this book, but knowing that people would be able to be inspired by this?
Well, yes. In fact, we found that America really has it wrong when it comes to retirement. We've been sold a dream that our dream should be to sail off into the sunset. And our research definitely showed that that was not the road to happiness, not necessarily. And in fact, two-thirds of us will continue to work either because we have to or because we want to. So that puts a different spin on what we've been calling retirement. That's why we chose to call it Act 3, because this is really a time of redefinition and recharging, not a time of doing what the word retirement literally means, which is pulling back and drawing away. That's not what we want to do.
Exactly. And Paula, you all are able to share in this book various avenues and areas that I think regardless of our age, can really benefit from, but especially for those individuals that may find themselves with a little bit more time to be able to, one thing, to reflect, but also, I think, to act. You mentioned earlier about sitting around waiting on a check, and finances are an important thing. You know, we hear these and see these commercials even sometimes, Paula, talking about, you know, when it comes to retirement, you know, there's just not going to be enough there for people to live on. You know, people are having to supplement, you know, their finances. Finances are something that you all spent quite a bit of time talking about in the book in various areas, whether it was, you know, realizing, you know, what your real goals were, you know, if you decided to work, what you were going to do. Did you find that that became one of the big worries for a lot of people, and that being how they were going to live?
That is certainly one of the biggest worriers for most people is, how am I going to pay my rent, my mortgage? How am I going to feed myself? What am I going to do to sustain my lifestyle? But in my practice, I had many people coming in, and they said, well, how are you doing? And they said, well, we want to retire, but we really can't afford to do it. So we walk them through a process that led them through what their interests are first. What do they want their life to look like during that period? And at that point, then you can decide the cost of living that particular lifestyle. Once you have the cost of living that particular lifestyle, then you can figure out what your income gap may or may not be. But you
exactly.
have to figure out what you want to do before you know how much it's going to cost.
Right, right. And have you found, Cecilia, that planning is one of the things that unfortunately none of us really do enough about, that sometimes retirement can, you know, or act three can sneak up on you, and you really have not prepared for that, Avner, or really thought about what your life would look like at that point?
Well, it's really hard to prepare as much as we think we are. For example, many people who are retiring now thought they were doing very well, and then the second greatest depression hit in 2007, 2008, and they found themselves in many cases starting over or not as comfortable as they thought they would be. What we advise people is to go with the flow. We're always telling people to go with the flow, right? Well, here's what it means for a third act. It means somewhere around your late 40s, early 50s, start finding in your career or in a sideline a work that is time flexible, either on a part-time basis or a full-time basis. That will give you flexibility as you enter Act 3. Find a job that you love. That's the L part of flow. As long as you're doing what you love, you'll never feel like you're working. And do it until your old age, not retirement, but until your old age. And that will make you feel much more financially secure.
Right. Exactly. And I think that is it. And that flow is so important. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Cecilia Williams, you just heard there, as well as Paula White are making their first appearance on our program today. They've come together to write the book Act 3, Your Anti-Retirement Playbook. One of my favorite sections in the book is Section 7. I'm going to actually save that for last, ladies, and that's Nurturing Your Soul, because you all make a very powerful statement there. Before we get into that, though, I want to talk more about the examples that you give and the work that you're able to allow us to do. Paula, how important was that, especially for you as a CPA, how important was that for you to leave space for us, the reader, to do the work, to kind of become accountable and make the book ours by being able to make the list, to ask ourselves the questions, and to really live with the answers?
Well, it's critically important. As a CPA, I consult with my business clients all the time, and it's basically having your own business strategic plan for your individual, your own self. What's more important than yourself? So you better start establishing a plan for yourself. What do you like? What are your goals? What are your dreams? What do you want to accomplish? Who do you want to have in your cast on your Act 3, your own play? What
right.
do you want to do with technology and your relationship with finances? It's the most important business plan that you can ever develop.
And, you know, I might add that we work through the exercises in the book, and you're familiar with the book. You know that it is filled with examples and exercises because we wanted people to work through and define their own Act 3. Many books out there will focus on saving until retirement, but they don't really talk about what you're supposed to do once you do retire. This is definitely a workbook, and I think that's why people who go through the exercises come back and tell us that the book changed their lives.
Right. I think that is it. And, well, Cecilia, let's stay with you as a PhD here. I mean, the other section that's really big on the book is Section 5 on health. I mean, I think that is the other thing. A lot of times we don't think enough about our health. I love the fact, though, that you draw a parallel, that what might be a concern or a desire for a younger person may not be necessarily the same for someone who's entered Act 3. You talk about, you know, for a younger person, it might be getting abs. For, you know, a person in Act 3, maybe it's just having stronger ankles. I mean, you know, have you found that that is one of the big things, too, to make sure that you're taking care of yourself physically so that you can better enjoy life?
Yes, so physical health is so important because it will limit you if you don't take care of yourself, but it's never too late to start. I think each of us harbor a secret knowledge about what we should be doing to get our health in better shape. And the book will encourage you to do that. One of the things we really encourage people to do is to talk to their doctor about their lifelong goals. You know, I told my doctor that I want to live to be 100 and I want to be in good health. And he said, well, then you better start exercising. So I've had to face some facts. But I'm working with my doctor to make sure that I'm in the best of health. A lot of times your doctor may not know that. It's important to share that with them.
Right, right. Paula, I want to talk about honesty for a minute because, you know, as even Cecilia and you both referenced, you all have done the work yourselves. I mean, how important was that for you to be honest with yourselves as you wanted to provide a resource for other people?
Well, from my own personality, it was 100%. I have to be transparent with myself as well as with Cecilia, and that transparency has to be what I project to the audience and to my readers. I cannot be a fake prophet. I have to be someone who is transparent, and I walk this walk myself, and this is what I actually experienced, and I wouldn't put value in it if I didn't have that transparency.
Yes, writing the book has definitely been a growth experience for us because we've had to practice what we've been putting down there, and
right.
It has helped to for us. We've been making very important changes in our life because we've been holding to this book. But
right.
It's also interesting to hear our friends reflect back to us and tell us how it's changed their lives as well.
Yeah. Cecilia, could you have imagined that you would be in this place right now where that you're able to provide a book that not only gives some practical guidance for individuals entering Act 3 or thinking about Act 3, but also, of course, letting them know what is possible for them? Could you have imagined that this is where you would be at this point?
Well, you know, there's many things in my life that have happened because I said yes to things. So I think this book was made possible by the fact that we have stayed in a state of exploration and engagement, and I think that that is one of the attitudes of a successful Act 3-er, is to stay open and engaged. You never know what the future will hold if you just keep exploring and learning.
That is so true, and that leads us definitely into Section 7, my favorite section, the Nurturing Your Soul. But I want to say again, for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Cecilia Williams and Paula White are our guests for this segment. They're able to not only bring their individual skills as a PhD and a CPA, respectively, together, and write this book called Act 3, Your Anti-Retirement Playbook. It's a fascinating look not only about life at retirement, but also, of course, what all of us should be thinking about when it comes to how we can be the best of ourselves and live the life that we all say that we want for ourselves. Ladies, in Section 7, you say this in the section, Nurturing Your Soul, for those who have the print edition of the book, it's on page 104. If you are nurturing your soul, you realize that everything in your life fits together in a way that is seemingly miraculous. You feel free of restrictions, you are free from the fear of what others may think, and you have forgiven yourself for what you may and have not done. A nurtured soul is at peace with themselves and with others. It is inspired and ready for action. Paula, when you think about those words, especially, of course, the importance of being free of the fear of what others may think. And I thought that was interesting wording because I think so many times what we think people are thinking about us is really not what they're thinking, you know, but we have built these things in our lives telling us how people see us. What has it been like for you to feel that type of freedom?
Oh, it's been amazing. I'm an only child, so I have always tried to fit in with the group because I'm an only child. And to have that taken off of me through this process has been freeing. You do put yourself in boxes. I put myself in the box of a female. I put myself in the box of an accountant. I put myself in the box of this and this and this. And it's all from what other people will see me as because it's my image and my brand. But when you take that fear off, it's freeing. It's so amazing.
And, you know, one of the things about Act 3 is that in stages 1 and 2, you have been told what to do. Act 1 is growing up, you're learning what society expects from you. Act Two, you're raising your family, you're getting them off to marriage, or you're getting them off to school, you're helping them launch them. When it comes to Act Three, only you can define it, because that has not been defined by society other than retiring. And since we don't want people to retire, they themselves have to define their Act Three, and there are no rules right now.
Yeah. So, Cecilia, I want to stay with you to talk about permission. That's the very next thing that you all would talk about in that section after the passage I just read, because I thought that was interesting, too. I love the wording throughout the book because, again, give yourself permission to play is what that subheading is. But I want to focus more just on the giving yourself permission, because I think so many times, especially individuals who have found themselves, you know, having to take care of others or think about others, it seems as though you become last even in your own life. What has it been like for you, Cecilia, to realize that it's okay for you to think about yourself, what makes you happy, what brings you joy, and what you want?
You know, that was one of the biggest self-discoveries, is actually the thing that led us into the book, because we asked ourselves, what is play? And, you know, in retirement, the official word is you're supposed to have this life of leisure and to play, and we were so busy doing exactly what you said, earning a living and being responsible, we couldn't identify what play was. So we really had to explore. We tried pottery. We tried planting. We tried succulent gardens. We did everything, trying to figure out what was right for us. And what we discovered was that we love to learn and we love to help others. So it combined eventually into this book, but it took a lot of time before we could recognize what it was. And I know that you've read the book, so you know some of the exercises of saying I choose instead of I have to, little tricks that help you identify what your true interests are.
Yeah. And have you also found, Paula, and I'm glad that you mentioned to our audience about your being an only child, have you found that that takes away some of the guilt of thinking about yourself, because you realize that you have to take care of yourself first? I mean, has that also helped you through this process to realize that that's a good thing, that you're making the choice to do that?
Right. One thing that we discovered through this process is that the current generation, one big lesson from them would be put your oxygen mask on first.
Right.
Meaning they take care of themselves first and then they reach out so they can help others. I came from the generation, and I'm sure many of your audience, basically gives and gives and gives and gives and gives, and then you end up at the end of that chapter of life going, well, what about me and how much of me is still here? So if you put your oxygen mask on first, you can have so much more energy to give to others, to be, to serve your purpose, and that was a huge lesson for me.
Exactly. I think that is the great thing. And again, you allow individuals throughout the book from beginning to end to do the work. And I think in the epilogue, you talk about the other thing, and that is, of course, you know, being able to not only to learn, to grow, but then, of course, to share. You wrote this, again, in the print edition of the book, in the epilogue, in celebration of Act Three, our sacred prize of understanding is shared only with those who have shared the same experiences. If you meet with a fellow companion in the age of wisdom who complains of the ignorance around him, we need merely remind him or her of the secret wisdom. He is 30 years old. The understanding meets and you hear, yeah, I remember. And then I love this. We are adaptable and resilient. We have learned that success can turn to failure and that failure can give birth to triumph. We have seen change again and again and accepted those who follow us need to try again. We wish them well. So, Cecilia, is that your hope, that people will be able to look at where they are now and say, you know what, this is my time, this is my day, and I can begin today to live the life that I want to live, and that's okay?
Absolutely. I have had the privilege of knowing many people who are older, and the wisdom they have is that, you know, every stage of life, you think old is about 10 years older than you are, there's much more life ahead. I had one of our interviewees said that at 60 you've only begun, and you don't begin to get it until you're 80. So I'm looking forward to when I grow up.
There you go. And thanks to this book, our audience does not have to do it alone. Again, everyone, Cecilia Williams and Paula White have been our guests. Great conversation with the two of you today. The book is entitled Act 3, Your Anti-Retirement Playbook. Paula, I should say the audience can get the book through Amazon.com, of course, be able to order it from there. But how can our audience stay connected with the two of you and find out more information about what's going on with the book?
Certainly. Our website is www.myact3.com. We're also on Facebook, MyAct3, and we're also on Twitter, MyAct3. All of those have the number 3, not the Roman numeral. So we would love to have you connect with us through the blog, through learning more about us, through our bios, through our articles, and communicate with us. We would love communication with all of you.
All right. So we'll make sure to tag our audience both on Facebook and Twitter with the link. Again, myact3, the number 3.com is the website, and then, of course, myact3 through social media as well. Paula, Cecilia, thank the two of you so much for the time. I really do appreciate it, and I hope the two of you will come back. We'd love to have you back on the program again.
We would love that.
All right.
Well,
Oh, more than welcome. We thank our good friends at Strategies PR for setting up this conversation today. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. For those joining us on the radio side of our show, you all stay where you are. There's more Conversations Live to come. For those joining us online, though, we are going to lose you. So if you came in late and you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media friends at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or head over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb, and we'll make sure that we tag MyAct3 for you guys to make it easy for you all to find them too. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.